morning. Be brief. I know it's a different Sunday, but it'll be very brief. But I want to share with you what God's laid on my heart. Man, I've had a great week. When the week started, I didn't know what I would be doing. I had no clue. I just said, just put me as a floater. Just Holly, whatever you want me to do, whatever. And of course, you know how a preacher is. He puts his nose sometimes places he shouldn't put them, but he does. And we needed a bus driver on one route. And I told Brandy, I said, me and you, we're going to drive the bus. I said, we're going to drive the bus. We got this. We're going to drive the bus. Loaded that bus up with kids and was able to bring them to church every night that we had VBS and be able to pick them up tonight. But you don't know how good that made, man, not made me feel, but the peace that was on my life driving that bus with them kids. The renewing in my mind that was going on with them kids. I told them this morning in Sunday school I didn't have to go to a deacon's meeting. Amen. I didn't have another meeting to attend. I didn't have no business to handle inside the church. I had none of that. All I had to do was pick up them kids, be on time, put them on that van, make sure they got back, not behave. Amen. You got kids, you know what I'm talking about. Just make sure they get back home safely and took care of. And this week, our theme verse, if you have your Bibles, is Romans chapter number 12 and verse number 2. I want to share with you this morning just a devotion of what God's laid on my heart. This is going to reach back and pull from the mission trip all the way to right now. God's been speaking to my life. I want to share with you this morning this right here. And I want you to ask yourself right now, how do you view yourself? Right now, how do you view yourself? How do you view right now how you look at yourself? When you look at yourself, how do you view yourself? When you look in the mirror, how do you view yourself this morning? How do you, when you look at it, do you say, man, oh, I'm beautiful, I'm this, I'm that, or do you look at it and say, oh, I'm disgusting, I need this, I need that? How do you view yourself? And then how does God view you? And this morning in Romans chapter number 12 and verse number 2, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word. This has been the text all week long. Let's go to verse number 1, 12:1, Romans 12:1. The Bible says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed, here's the verse we've used all week, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and a perfect will of God. Father, we love you, we thank you, we glorify your name this morning. I thank you that we're able to come in and sing and worship you. And Lord, we get to break bread this morning. You are the bread of life. Lord, if they be one hungry spiritually, I pray you feed them. If they be one dry this morning, I pray you give them water. Lord, I pray spiritually this morning that every need be met in this place. Father, we love you. We thank you. I pray right now for Terry Roberts. Lord, I've heard this morning that he's in Tupelo. Lord, I pray you'd reach down and touch his heart. Lord, I pray this morning that you move in a mighty way. Father, I pray you move in no other name but the name of Jesus. I thank you for that this morning. I know that, Father, you won't move in no other name but the name of Jesus. That's the only name you reverence this morning, and that is the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you this morning for Sister Stephanie. After we prayed Wednesday night, she come in this morning. Oh, with the testimony that, Father, that the pain has left and she's been doing well. Lord, I thank you for that in a mighty way. Lord, I pray that you have your will and way in this service, and we'll be careful to give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. We ask it all in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated this morning as we look into the Word of God this morning. Like I said, we'll be very brief, but I want to look here at the text we've been sharing with the kids all week long. And the Bible says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. As we was on the mission trip a couple weeks ago leading up to this week, I seen some things go on that nobody knew I even paid attention to. But God spoke to my heart in a mighty way. As we was on the mission trip, I went by the men's room, and every one of the men's room, I'm going to show you something that was not in that room. There was not one of these present in the room that the men slept in. We all had sleeping bags. We're supposed to have deodorant. We're supposed to have things in our room. But as I went by the women's room, and they may have an issue, and you had to go in, and you had to check on what was going on, and I'd go in, and about every one of these women's room, one of these was found inside of that room. And I got to thinking about that. I said, the women have this, and the men don't have it. And then... after the trip was over and we was cleaning up, going home, some of the women want to know, what are we going to do with these? And or do we just throw them away, or do we try to store them, or what do we do? And one woman that had one that was really liked hers was Sister Tanya. She had one of these, and she had it, and she had it in a place. And every morning that she got up, every day that she got up, she had one of these. Now, Sister Tanya, I don't know a lot about her, but I do know this, that Sister Tanya spent a lot of time in front of that mirror. She just don't wake up with her hair curly like that and makeup on. She spent time in front of that mirror every morning getting ready and getting prepared to go out on the job site where we're going to get hot and sweaty and stinky and all them things. But she would prepare in front of a mirror just like this, maybe a different color. Can I get an amen, Sister Tanya? Oh, so I'm a lying. That didn't really happen. It did. Okay, I thought it did. And then I noticed my wife, she would use one. And Chasta, she would use one. And Sister Holly, I'm sure she used one. But every room I went into, they had one of these. And you know what the women would do before they get up every morning? Us men, we'd get up and we'd just throw something on, going there, half asleep, hitting her teeth with a toothbrush, toothpaste all over just all over the faucet. I don't know where they're spitting it. It just spit everywhere. And I go in there to brush my teeth. I'm like, whoa, let me bring a bottle of water with me. I don't know what may be going on, but it'd be everywhere. We wouldn't even look. We'd walk out, didn't care what we looked like. We'd just go out into the world and start our day. But the women, no matter what they had going on, they started their day in front of a mirror. They started their day in front of something that was looking back at them, and they wanted to make sure. They may have woke up looking one way, but when they went out and presented themselves, they wanted to look another way. Can I say to you this morning, as a child of God, he said, and be not conformed to this world. Don't look like this world. Don't dress like this world. Don't act like this world. Don't do the things of this world. You say, Brother BJ, it's hard. You don't understand. You're a preacher. You got it made. No attacks come your way. Nothing comes your way. Don't you believe that for not one skinny minute this morning. Attacks come our way. Not to act like this world, but be transformed. To be transformed into something that God would be pleased with. You say, it's so hard not to conform to this world. I beg to differ. Verse number 1, he says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, and that it holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. He said, it's not something I'm asking you to do. That's going to be hard. It's very easy to do what you need to do for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But he said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. But spiritually speaking, when them women got ready to leave this mirror and walk out into our lunchroom, they didn't look to their husband for approval. Did they look good? Amen. I don't know a woman one. My wife didn't come to me and say, am I ready to go? Do I look good? She just come out and I was like, wow. Amen. She come, wow. But listen to me, spiritually, we have a mirror that we look into. That's the Holy Spirit of God. He shows us how we live, how we walk, how we talk, how we're lined up with the Word of God, and how that the renewing of our mind means all. It's everything in the renewing of your mind. I asked my wife this morning, I said, can I use you during the sermon? You or Kaylee, either one. And both of them said, yes, that'll be okay. When Sister Holly texted out last night about wearing our shirts this morning, Kaylee said, should I wear my shirt? I really didn't have no job. I had no, what I'd done was not significant at all. I said, oh no, don't you, not right now. I'll bind that down in the name of Jesus. Without you toting that camera around, we wouldn't have a slideshow. Don't you let Satan tell you that your job is not important. You may have said, Brother BJ, all I've done is took out the trash I didn't have a very big job. Can I say to you in the house of God, no matter what you do, when you do it for God, it is a big job. Can I get an amen? Hey, this morning I want you to know there's been times I've looked in that mirror and I looked right into that mirror and I looked at the where it was at and I said, Lord God, hey, and I like what I seen, but God said, you may like what you see, but I don't like it at all. I want you to step up. I want you to man up. I want you to suit up. I want you to get ready. I want you to get into the army of God. I want you to do more. I want you to be more faithful. I want you to be more committed. I want you to be, hey, but just as the Holy Ghost of heaven shows me myself in this mirror, there's one that speaks back to me, and it's old Satan. And he loves rearing his head up when God builds me up. Can I get an amen? Now, I'm not talking about self-build up. I'm talking about by the Holy Ghost, God building you up. Hey, God will build you up in this service, and by the time you walk out of them doors, Satan will tear you down. Hey, but this morning I want to show you something, and I want to show you in the Word of God. He said, this is what I want you to do. I want you to build yourself up by renewing your mind. That mind is a battlefield this morning, and everywhere you go, something's trying to attack that mind. And you say, preacher, how can I do that? How can I do that in my life? Brother JD, you don't have a problem with sitting in front of that, do you? Well, my wife, I'm going to ask you to come. And I told her, I said, I'm going to use you this morning, but you better be honest. She said, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be in church. Amen. Brandy, as beautiful as you are, whoo, glory. Wow. Whoo, glory. Brother Jenny, do it.
Whoo, glory.
Brother Tony, do it. Whoo, glory. No. Get it, Kyler. Glory. So as much as I like what I see in that mirror, and I think, man, she is. Man, she's got it going on. I'm talking about you. Now, I'm not going to say that about another woman. Cover yourself up. I ain't saying that about another woman. I'm talking about my wife. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. But as much as I say, man, she has got it going on. She helps me. She's my strength. She encourages me when nobody else does. She's the one on my side. I think she has no problems. And then she comes looking into this mirror. And what do you think about yourself when you look in this mirror?
That I'm ugly and I'm unworthy.
You see how Satan, no matter what I think, no matter how I feel on the inside or toward her, that's what Satan speaks to her. And I want you to know this morning, as I seen this mirror, women worry about what people think. And I don't know why I'm talking to the women. Hey, but don't you worry about what a man thinks. Can I get an amen? Hey, God made you in His image. He made you in His image. He made you in His likeness. And this morning He says that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are His chosen people this morning. He loves you and He wraps His arms around you. So this morning you say, preacher, if she thinks that way, I wonder who else in that place thinks that way. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but I'm sure it's all around this room. You may have got somewhere in your life down the road somebody told you that. Maybe old Satan spoke that to you and you say, I'm of no value, I'm of no worth. God can't use me the way that I am. God don't know who I am. Can I say to you something, honey? He knows right where you're at. He knows who you are. He knows what you've got going on. In spite of all that, He wants to use you just like you are. He's not looking for you to be qualified. He's just looking for you to come on board. Amen? And you say, how do I get away from that and get to a place that, hey, I just love the Lord and I don't care what people think. You know how many people are searching to get approval from man, and God's telling them all the time, you already approved. You already lined up with it. You already right where you need to be. I'm going to let you sit down because you're going to kill me if I don't. And I thought about this week. We picked up kids on buses and we brought them. Some knew how to act, some didn't know how to act. But let me tell you this right here, child of God, how we get to that place in our life where we don't let what's going on around us determine if we're conformed or transformed. When Paul was speaking here in the book of Romans, listen to me, he was talking to born-again people. And he told them this. He said, do not be conformed to this world. They were conforming, trying to fit in. If you're trying to fit in, you're going to be broke. Because what we live in changes from day to day to day to day to day to day. You buy fashion clothes today, they're out of date tomorrow. You buy a fashion truck today, it's out of date tomorrow. You buy a new iPhone today, it's going to be out of date tomorrow. You can't keep up. All you can do is get wrapped up in Jesus. Let me show you this before we close. He said, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. That means changed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good. Man, it's good. It's good to be transformed. It's good to be different. Amen? It's good to be different. It is good to be different. He said, what is good and acceptable. It's good to be accepted in the sight of Christ Jesus, inside of God by the blood of Christ Jesus. It is good. It is good. What is good, what is acceptable, and what is the perfect will of God. For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, soberly according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members, see, we didn't stop there with 12 too. He said, for as we have many members in one body. He said, we're all one body, but there are many members. We're all but one body in Christ, and everyone in one body, and all members have not the same office. So we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. One of another. I want to ask you a question this morning as we dismiss. Have time for altar call. I want to ask you a question. When was the last time you looked in the mirror and you didn't like what you seen? Can I get a witness? You didn't like what you seen and you said, man, if I could just do this, if I could just change this, I'd be happy. And that changes and you ain't happy. And then you say, if I can just do this, I'd be so happy. And you do that, but you still ain't happy. If I could do that, I'd be satisfied. And you change everything you can change, and at the end of the day, you're still not satisfied. You say, what satisfies me, preacher? Only the blood of Jesus Christ. Only the blood of Jesus Christ. What fills my hunger? Only Jesus Christ, because He is the bread of life. What helps my thirst? Only Jesus Christ, because He is the living water. Nothing can fill you like Christ Jesus. And He fills you up. He said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but I'm talking to somebody. And I want you to know this. Don't you worry about what people think about you. Don't you worry about it. You've got one person to please, and that's Christ Jesus. We're all different, but we're all made out of the same clay. Can I get a witness? So what should I do, bro? What should I do, preacher? This morning, I want you to take a look inside of yourself. I want you to look deep down and say, hey, have I been trying to please man, or have I been trying to please God? Can I say to you this morning, according to Scripture, you can't please both. And you can't serve both. If you're pleasing the world, you will not please God. Bible. You please the world, you will not please God. You please God, and you will not please the world. So this morning, you've got a choice. The mirror's in front of your face. What are you going to do with your mind? You say, when should I let my mind, every day you get up, you're going to have to renew that mind in Christ Jesus. Lord, today I'm going to follow you. Today I'm going to, today. Let today be that day. Let today be that day. Brother J.D., this week's excited me, I'm telling you. Let today be that day. I let a little boy off the bus last night, he come back around to my door. Listen to me, folks, we don't all have it. Food on our table. Let me leave it right there. And little boy got off, and I said, hey, son, I like this kid. He rough. You hear me? You can see it. Whoa, son, you can see it. Might be a boxer one day, Flippo. I don't know. Hayden, I don't know. Hey, he rough, son. He rough. You can see it all over him. But he's very polite. He's very polite. I called him by name. I ain't going to call it because he'll be there tonight. And he come over there, and I said, son, what do you think? I said, so you been behaving back yonder? No, sir. I called him by name. I said, son, why ain't you behaving? And he told me why. I said, son, you going to do better tomorrow night? He said, yeah. His sister said, if he don't, he ain't going. He went to walk off, and I said, I hope I see you tomorrow night. He said, preacher, he come back to the door. My wife's a witness. He come back to the door, and he said, I don't know if I can go or not. I said, why don't you think you can go to the swimming party? Why don't you think you can go? He said, man, I ain't got no money to get in. Mom and Daddy ain't got no money. We just ain't got no money to get in. I said, son, you listen to me. It's F-R-E-E, free. So what did that do, that boy? I don't know, but it opened the door for me. I told him it's free to go to the water park and it's free to follow Jesus. Yeah. I want to ask you who in here this morning I'm talking to. You've been looking around. You say, man, it's going to cost. It ain't costing you nothing to follow Jesus. You line up with him. You get in front of that mirror and you say, hey, I may have a freckle here. I may have a dimple there. I may have hair gone there, but it don't matter. I'm in love with Jesus. So whoever you've been trying to please, let me do it this way so everybody gets in it. You know, you may not like this view. You know what I'm saying? That view right there, when I look at that, whoa. Just look at the bigger picture. Why don't you look at everybody you're looking at right now? We're all made different. And I'm asking you this morning, where's your mind at this morning? Is it in Christ Jesus? Can you say, man, it's good? Where I'm at right now, Brother J.D., is a good place. Where I'm at right now, Brother J.D., is acceptable unto God. The good, acceptable, perfect will of God. Are you in that this morning? You're looking at yourself. You know where you're at right now. I didn't like it when he showed me this either, because I got to do something about it. John Stidham had no clue I was going to have this up here. He come to my house yesterday evening for VBS, and he walks up and asked me a question. I went to shake my hand. He said, hey. I said, what? He grabbed my eyebrows, started rolling them over. I said, what are you doing? He said, you got a great eyebrow sticking straight out. I thought, that's awful weird. That's kind of weird. Baby, did I do something about it this morning? I said, listen, I got an eyebrow sticking straight out. And if I don't get rid of it, John Stidham going to call it out. Listen, it goes deeper than that eyebrow. You may have something that's not pleasing to the Father in your life. It may not be good. It may not be acceptable this morning. It may not be lined up like it should be. Why not come to this altar this morning? You say, preacher, it don't matter. It ain't between me and you. No. Between you and God. When people get messed up, they make it between them and their preacher. And it ain't between me and you. It ain't between you and your spouse. No, ain't what we're talking about this morning. We're talking about this morning the renewing of your mind. Not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Father, we love you and we thank you for this morning. Lord, I pray right now to the ones that are in the sound of my voice, Lord, the ones that need to be moved on, you move on them. The one that needs to be helped, you help. The one that needs to be touched, you touch. The one right now that says, I am, when I look in the mirror, I feel like I'm just so ugly and I'm undeserving. Lord, no matter what we think about that person, we can say they're so beautiful and we love them. But Father, it's that mind that's in them that Satan has tried to distort and say they're not beautiful and they're not wanted and they're not accepted. Lord, this morning when you've been born again, you are accepted into the family of God. Lord God, we're created in your image. Lord, we're created just like you. And for us to say that we're of no value and we're of no count and we're ugly, Father, that's talking about you. And Father, this morning, we don't want to be like that. Father, there's people committing suicide all over this world because they feel unaccepted. They feel unworthy. They feel unloved. You just fill in the blank. Satan's running them down a road they don't need to be on. Lord, this morning, if I'm talking to somebody that needs a touch, Lord, let them renew that mind in you this morning. Let them get where they need to be with you this morning, Father. Father, I rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus. I rebuke him off this church and off everybody in here this morning. I ask you to bind him up and cast him out of this place. Lord, I pray this morning that you put a burden on us. Lord, I beg for that burden and it be so strong that when we see somebody, we realize that we see you this morning, Father, and we have a burden for that person. Lord, I beg you this morning that you move. I beg this morning that you move, that we look into the mirror of our own heart and we say we want to renew that mind, that spirit with Christ Jesus. Lord, if there's one in here this morning, lost, save them. If there's one backslidden, bring them back. If there one needs to join the church, let them join the church. there's been one called into some kind of ministry, let them step forward. Father, whatever it is to renew our mind in you this morning, whatever you've called us to do, let us be faithful in that calling. And I ask it in no other name. This church proclaims it in no other name but the name of Jesus. Have your will and way in Jesus' name. Amen. I ask you.